here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the
earphone.
Sensory response.
I ace-ified it.
What a juggalo.
Alright.
I woke up dumb dumb.
Tell it does he.
That was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
No, ice cube.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on?
What's going on about in here?
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Let me touch it.
I know it.
I have sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous.
I saw at least 4 feet of its head.
Wow.
That can happen.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me.
Going bathroom, but not nice.
So humiliating.
Well, I'm a parent.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a fire. There's a punch.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Was he holding the midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday. Over Mars.
I was offended.
Siegel often draws the offense of others.
No one's ever seen a selfie before.
Surely enough to get a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie.
Across the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
I'm still not sure what happened.
What do you do when you go to work?
Go to
art.
Fun.
Confident. You're confident. You settle down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Oh, dang.
Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh my. That weird little chewy.
For me for employee of the month?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Is this evil? How you put it?
Chugamaloo, habaloo, come in. Goodbye to Texas University. Goodbye, and white, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. They knows how to fight. Eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the song they wear. It sounds like hell.
Oh.
Goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies. Look here. Chicka wigga bone. Chicka digga doo. Digga doo. Digga doo. Digga doo. What in the world?
Six, eight.
Hi.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Ooh, man, I'm tired.
How late did you get in?
What time to... Give or take? Well, you know what the problem is?
Parking garage?
Well, that's always a little bit of a problem. That wasn't too bad getting out of there. I got down there a little bit early. Whenever they got to change...
Oh, that takes forever.
Well, you had it. Yeah, that slows everything down. And it's like, God damn, let's go. Like, clock's ticking. Let's move. You know what? Just leave it be. If it falls out, deal with it in between periods.
Who's going to get hurt?
Let's get going, please. I'll tell you what, though. I'd like to see them step up things a little bit.
Yeah.
Not the greatest last night. Yeah, that's why they schedule them for some done. You schedule that out for summer. I got wrapped up in threat.
Okay.
Why didn't they just shoot her? Seriously?
Yeah.
Aren't you surprised? Were you surprised when you saw that they didn't just blow out of the...
Yeah, then I saw the footage, which is a little different than I imagined it after first hearing the story.
Right.
Like, first you hear...
Then you gotta blow that thing right out of the sky.
And you're seeing some of this amateur video, and you're like... Would I have doing it? Of course not.
I would have
been less grand than maybe initial reports had you thinking. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, no, definitely. When you hear, like, for example, the other story yesterday was the had to make the emergency landing on the beach in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that would have come, then it'd have been like, oh, hell yeah, let's be done with it. But I was surprised. At first when you hear, holy crap, how the hell Capitol, and then just land in the yard. But then, even then, I was like, you know what? I would have the same reason I want them to send the dogs after somebody who jumps the White House fence. Same thing. Dude, you can't come.
And so he had said that he had contacted, and I guess, is it the Secret Service, whoever he contacted was like, we didn't know.
There was the stupid report at some Tampa newspaper.
But they contacted the Secret Service.
Yeah, and they knew. I would have still set that thing up.
Because it's like common sense. Something that everybody knows. Like, you don't screw with that.
But did they know that he was hanging? Like, I know that they had made contact. Yesterday was the day.
They said no.
So they had no idea.
That's what they...
That reporter knew, though, because he had blown up or come up with the guy, and he was standing out there to be able to document.
Like, I didn't think he was really going to do it.
If you were that reporter, though, would you have said something to the Secret Service?
Well, they're claiming,
but not yesterday.
Saying,
oh, so that reporter who yesterday was going to be his flight day.
They said and the Secret Service, it was going to be yesterday.
Oh boy! See now,
but the Secret Service has investigated this.
Yeah, they knew who he was.
Blown
him right out of the sky. I would have sent him right off.
Because you look very intimidating when you saw the cell phone video of it, but you don't know what he's got.
You have no idea, and that's why message. I would have blasted it like that.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you know what? You can warn me all you want.
Right,
I'm still here out of the sky.
I don't know. He don't give advance notice. It's like, okay, well. Maybe you're trying a new route.
By the way, you flew into restricted landed on the goddamn Capitol.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have blasted him out of there in a second. That's very easy for me to say while I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
But let me rephrase. I'd blast him out of the sky. There would have been all kinds of backlash.
There would have been. But
why, though?
I don't think that it wouldn't have been warranted.
But there was all that backlash.
The shooting down, not the backlash.
But like there was one went nuts. She was trying to run over the agents and then was starting to bash the barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up shooting. What the hell's going to go on? There was backlash against that.
Well, I mean, there's...
I wouldn't have backlashed.
Doesn't matter what backlash.
Yeah, I wouldn't have backlashed. I would have backlashed. I've been like, you know what? You're going to start flying to your gyrocopters. Total side note on the gyrocopter. I would like.
I know Texas has one. It's one.
No, what one?
Yeah.
Dude, let's go. Perfect landing spot. No, big grass. It's very nice. You get a great view of the mall. Reflecting pool in front of the Capitol. You're good to go.
I mean, this is a friend I've only met once.
He's at his house, is it?
No, his life.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. What did that dude do? What did Scott's friend do?
Who he had not been in contact
with,
essentially chopped up his dad.
That's right. He's a joke. But that's not the guy who has the gyrocopter.
No, this was another high school friend.
Don't you want to...
No.
They look real.
And that was the other thing. Did I hear right? So, obviously he didn't fly he didn't start his flight yesterday in Tampa and make it all the way to the Capitol. Didn't he fly out of, was it for Gettysburg or something?
Yeah.
That's not a bad flight, though.
I mean,
I mean, yes, separated from what happened yesterday?
Know how long it took him.
I wouldn't mind taking off in one of those just to see what it's like.
I feel like you, with your being so open.
But I don't feel like I would feel compelled to jump out of it.
Oh, I should send the jumping.
So just that
the fear of heights would set in.
Does he, again, I don't want to go with him. When you fly, Diane, when Scott's friend flies his gyrocopter, do you have some kind of... No, you're not high enough up.
So.
Yeah, no, so you...
I mean, you don't know what you're doing.
No, you definitely... They blow it out of the sky.
Yes.
However, no, if they... but, like, if you're just flying, like, whenever he was over whatever, if you pop out of that, go down, do you have any kind of, like...
Doesn't look like
it. I guess
okay, well, that's
it.
Not going to.
I know. Yeah.
Great.
Good.
So when
your head,
they don't have to. They don't socket like it's a six pack.
That's, I believe he had a helmet on. I didn't think he had any sort of like shoot on.
Probably not. Guys, say that. I mean, he knew what he was doing. Why the hell would you do that though? Flying your stupid gyro.
An important message.
And that was. And then I waited on two things. Number one. Is at first I want to go to David, which obviously in hindsight you know that they didn't. But I was like, man, could you imagine? You're in a jet scrambled behind
you. I thought the whole thing, detect him on radar.
I'm gonna have to.
People are wondering why the size of it. Is it because of what it's made of? You know.
Yeah. No, that I have no idea. I have no idea. That's why if you did just taking that thing out of the sky, you're good to go. To see if they scrambled jets, and then I was waiting to start opening up some roads down there. I got a game to get to, so let's kind of clear that up before I got to start getting down there. Well, then you hear two things from yesterday. Well, I can't call them boats. One was a high speed chase. I was yesterday.
Is that the one in Texas
where they shot the dude?
Yeah.
But you know what? That's another one you look at and you go, that's so. That dude was on a guy in Texas. You had one in Texas, and then you had the woman in L.A. So the one in Texas, high speed chase. He ends up exactly outside of Houston, where was it? Even Houston? Wherever it was.
Yes, Houston. Houston's the new
outlet. Because they.
So it's just copycats.
High speed chases, and every reason that you see them pop up on like video of it is Houston has in terms of televising them, so footage of everything that's going on.
That was a clever way of sidestepping the poo that you almost stepped. Of your them. I almost caught you there.
No.
And you walked around.
They're not copycats. No, because it goes on everywhere. There's high speed chases here. There's high speed chases there. There's high speed chases everywhere. But they in Houston have taken the Los Angeles, which is gets them a lot of national press. He chased. So anyway, they take this dude out. He pulls up. Well, his car is stopped. He gets
so
out
it was
of the
just
car.
Like initially it was like stopped when
he
ran,
what
right?
They all are. But it's all just the take off.
They said he was calling 911.
Cops chasing me.
He's got a kid in the car, and then he's going to hurt the kid. And there was kids, but
right.
He was making all these.
Well, the cops don't know.
He's making all these.
Yeah, no, because you're stupid. You're stupid at that point. So anyway, so this the car comes to a stop. He opens the driver's side door. Now keep in mind, like you said, he's calling the cops, telling them like every wrong stuff that's going on. They have no idea what's going on in that car. So he gets out like he's you know how that ends. It reaches back into the car like he's going to pull something out. And there's already cops running up on that car. And you have no idea what dude's going to reach into the car for. So they lit him up. Cameras were still rolling.
No.
Yeah, I'd have been happy about that.
Uh-oh.
Is that Tammy?
Tammy is not either. Just hearing about it.
But did you watch the... did you know Dallas?
Are you talking about the old Houston?
The...
I didn't see the...
The one in L.A. was it's not a high speed, a slow speed chase. The woman did the same thing. She was told to pull over. Cops started tailing her. She's riding the freeway. She's riding the 110 until it ends. It starts going into Pasadena. She's doing the speed limit. She's doing like 35, 40 miles an hour, but she won't pull the goddamn car over. She's stopping at light time.
And it's like if I was in a high speed chase.
She's stopping at red lights. Like they're saying, okay, next she's going to come up on. Like whatever it is. Oh, it's a red light. And it's like
safety first.
The woman in the camera was like, oh, maybe she stalled. Did they flatten her tires? And the woman in the camera goes, no, it's a red light. The next light, it's red. Stops. Nobody knows what the hell. And then this, because they look like buffoons. Every time the car stops at a red light, and the seven CHP cars right behind her, every time they stop, cops open their car. Guy gets out with the dogs. They start to approach, and just as they start getting close to the car, that light changes. So she goes for a run and get back in their cars. Well, she's not. So they get back in their cars. They pull up on her, and then comes to a light. She stops, and they get out of their cars. Light changes green. She pulls forward again. I mean, there she is. Look. Now watch. She stops. They stay on the cars. Yeah. Oh, damn it. Because the cop cars, you'll see all the cops get out of their cars to start going. There's a pedestrian crossing. Like, she's that guy in the blue car is like, I don't know where to go. Look at all these. So then they pit maneuver her right out there. By the way, beautiful pit maneuver. And I also want to credit the helicopter pilot. She's like, what am I supposed to do? Okay, my hands. They're not really.
She's saying hi.
What was she running from?
Oh, she, traffic violation, but she didn't pull over. And then they chased her for an with the, and the sirens. She never maneuvered her. So when they tell her to get out of the car, well, first they're trying to tell her that you have to throw your keys out of the car. She doesn't do that. So she gets out of the car, and she, like, puts her shoulders, and they're telling her to turn around. She's like, why?
What does she, like, go in a circle?
Why? So, like, she kind of turns. I have no idea. They think she was. So the cop has to go up. Keep in mind, I know it. In Houston, they lit that dude up.
Yeah.
The woman is just standing there, and she's not following any of the directly goes up. Turns her, they're telling her, put your hands over behind your head, and she doesn't understand, so she kind of gets them, puts her hands up behind her, essentially walked her through what the procedure is to get her done. I watched that for an hour. The only thing I kept telling myself is, because you know whenever there's a high-speed chase, every light you run, everything on, I mean, the guy in Houston, the violations.
Oh, as far as the number of charges she'll have?
Yeah. She'll get no charges for running lights. Charge for running the light. I did point out she was just changing lane, like weaving through traffic, but like to get over because it was an exit only lane, leave her on. And they're like, well, she'll probably, but she's so kind, she'll stop at the spot. Leave her. I watched that for an hour yesterday. But that was happening up in Houston. Where am I?
It was a cool down.
It was, yeah, it really was. It really was. You're exactly right.
Elliot, is that me?
Yeah, yeah.
This is Eddie. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Ed?
I found out that it was not yesterday at the White House.
Are you talking about at the Capitol?
Yeah, yeah. It was a Eurocopter. Some Greek restaurant sent them out there.
All right.
Mamma mia.
Brad, thank you. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We got a ton of stuff that we have to get through today. So get one quick break. We'll lay everything for you next.
This whole thing is whack.
Elliot in the morning. XL102 Big Field Day. This week, win tickets. Get backstage to hang with Passion Pit Daily for two Passion Pit songs by 10th caller. Get the times to listen every morning at 8 on Facebook. XL108, presented by Pearson Mazersway and Bud Light.
Hey, honey, you were out late last night with the boy, but my parents were coming over.
Hey, Jim, where are your shoes?
And why are your...
Cheese breakfast sandwiches with sausage and egg? Yeah. I like this guy.
We'll talk later.
Make an uncomfortable morning. Introducing the grilled cheese breakfast only at Hardee's. Participating restaurants.
Pearson Mazda is the number one volume Mazda dealer in Richmond, and that means Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of new. They make getting into a new Mazda easy. More Richmonders choose Pearson Mazda. Come find out why. A Mazda 3 for only $169, or 2016 Mazda CX-5 for only $269 a month. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
Mazda 3, 36 miles, 12 km miles per year, worth $1,969 to a signing exclusive. Thanks for tax title and 489-7661.
Biggest ever 3-day store-wide sale is here. This Friday through Sunday. And virtually everything. All earrings. All pendants. On sale. All wedding rings. Bands. Bracelets. On sale. For 3 days, Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable prices are even. Special financing up to 40 engagement rings. Designer jewelry. Pearls. Colored gemstones. Best prices of the year. Store-wide. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only. Diamonds Direct. Short Pump, West Broad Village.
The nominated guitarist for the Dave Matthews Band. Tonight, the Capitol Ale House Music Hall welcomes TR3 featuring Tim Reynolds. Experience Virginia's own Tim Reynolds and TR3 at Capitol Ale House Music Hall. 16th Guitar Virtuoso. Session musician. Dave Matthews Band member. Witness Tim Reynolds and TR3 at the Capitol Ale House Music. Purchase tickets at Capitol Ale House downtown at 619 East Main Street. First National's luxurious Richmond apartments offer contemporary lit with breathtaking views of the city and river. Details and move-in specials about First National Apartments.com or visit First National Apartments for a tour.
Let Atlantic Iron and Metal shred your metal. To register to win tickets to BFD 2015 Shredded, you'll help Atlantic another year in business, and you could win some great prizes. In Petersburg at 30 mil.
Told my son we could ride the merry-go-rounds as he wanted. I should have known just how many. I also should have known not to eat them. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that Geico has been saving people money on car 75 years. 75. Even have a local agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. But where it stops, nobody knows.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Geico has a local agent in your area. Let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. Geico agents run locally owned and operated businesses that could help tailor to your specific needs. Whether car, motorcycle, RV, Geico insurance agency could all money on homeowners and renters coverage. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And yeah, and see you.
Geico. To get a free .com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
For a wake-up call. Wawa's breakfast sizzlies are now just now styles. Mix and match all your freshly made favorites. There's applewood and cheese and ease on an all-butter savory turkey sausage, egg and cheese, or our sausage and French toast variety. Any two breakfast sizzlies for sizzle doll. They're definitely the highlight of your to have a Wawa. For details.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Nationwide knows how it feels when you aren't treated like a priority. We do things differently. We put members first. First and more. Call your local Nita Springer in Midlothian to Nation.
Richmond Traffic Center.
We're in good shape on the traffic front by and large, without any current collision, stalled vehicles, or delays on the side road. 88 and the downtown expressway. Light travel volume, no delays. 95 to 90.
Elliott's in the morning at 02.
Friedlander, he'll be in here a little bit later on, a couple hours from now. We'll see Judah. There's a lot of stuff going on. I love when Judah comes in. Love me some Judah Friedlander. In here a little bit later on. Also, don't forget VIP happy hour with Walk the Old Out Show. Have a little happy hour in the downstairs bar. You'll get to take part in sound check. A lot of stuff to get through there. Also, keep in mind, they don't go on sale. You'll continue to win those before you can buy them. And Caps Islanders Game 2 tomorrow night. Is it center? Tickets for you to go to that. We'll do that later on. And then first-time winners here in just a little bit. Tickets to see Dave Matthews. So much stuff going on. Of course, easiesbook.com/EIT. A lot of good stories that we have to get through today. But in the Twister. That may be the best story. That may be the best story of the year. You may be able to end it all today. Anyway, let's get into some news, please.
A man named Doug Hughes from Florida who landed on the lawn of the Capitol in his gyrocopters that he let people know his plans were. He was protesting campaign finance laws and brought hundreds of letters from people who want them. The reform told the Tampa Bay Times about it beforehand, and then they had posted an interview with you on Tuesday, Doug Hughes.
It's a no-fly zone, non-violently, and for nobody to get hurt. I don't believe that the authorities are going to shoot down a 16 in a flying bicycle. Terrorists don't broadcast their flight path. Terrorists don't invite an escort to go along with them.
Apparently,
he was a terrorist expert. I'd have blown him right out of the sky.
The planning, according to...
Don't you wish the Secret Service would have responded to the... Said, they're not going to shoot some six. I wish they would have responded and said, yes, we are.
I guess his wife had no comment. I didn't see her.
I hope she's talking to a divorce attorney.
She's highly embarrassed.
Oh my!
Aaron Hernandez.
I hate this guy. Hate him.
Aaron Hernandez found guilty yesterday in Fall River. So in addition to the murder charge, also the unlawful possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of ammunition, as the verdict was read against him. He muttered, "Your fiance burst into tears." Enough. The prison where he's waking up this morning is about a mile and a half away from.
That's the little oof where they go, "Oh, he'll still be able to hear the crowds at Gillette." Yeah. You know what was weird though? Like I went back and I was watching the footage of the sentencing. And yeah, you do see him kind of mouth, "You're wrong," but the second that the foreman of the is guilty. And you like you said, yeah. There's, you know, on both sides there was a lot of crying and stuff, and that's fine. You expect that. Did you notice the bailiff pops right in there, hands behind your back,
let's go,
pull him out of there. But they cuffed him right away.
Yeah.
Like, don't try anything. Like, you're going to sit down. We're going to start cuffing you up, and you are going nowhere. He's done. That's it. So him getting out of the jail transport,
yeah.
Getting into jail.
Here's your home.
And he still has the drive-by murder charges that he's facing.
Oh, is doing being shot in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, no, his legal problems are nowhere close to being done.
Yeah, but I guess they said...
his days of seeing.
The whole thing where... had testified, actually.
Yeah, they said he's impactful for the...
Said, you know, when I saw him at the stadium working out that day, I flat out asked the club, and then people were like, well, how do you know you were at the club when he was shot if you don't know what time he was shot?
Yeah, well, we don't know what the timeline is. Yeah. Keep in mind, during the closing, said, oh, yeah, he was... The shooting took place.
Right. Virginia Tech holding a day of Pittsburgh to commemorate the campus day in 2007. A moment of silence will be held on campus at 9:43. State flags will be flying at half mast today in honor of the victims. In Edmond, Oklahoma, police there suspects in connection with the placement of raw bacon on the door handles of a local mosque. Mosque Muslims prohibit and other pork products. Apparently, the mosque does not have security cameras on the property, so they are going.
Wait, so they tied bacon to
like
the door?
The raw bacon, like you'd pull.
That's a dick move.
Wrapped around the door handles. Cops in Brevard, Florida, responding to a call, a man who apparently performed some tree.
And what was he on?
Flaca.
Thank you. Talk about that. Last week we talked about
a couple of times.
2 weeks ago, yeah. Maybe 2 weeks ago. Now Flaca story.
Well, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
The officer
is banging a tree.
Crowder, who had been shouting that he was against him, he ripped the probe away and fight the cop, calling himself.
Wait, can you back up for 1 second? I just want to be clear with what he did. He ripped the prongs out of his body once. He put it on him, loaded him again.
Yes.
And howled again.
Exactly. And kept fighting while he's calling himself Thor.
And then had.
charged with assault on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. With violence. Doctors are saying that there is a chance that people would call those, always been around 40, but a bit longer, 60 to be the new middle age. They said, you know, back
60
in...
60 is middle age?
60 years old today.
Well, I'm going to change all that. Maybe about 15 minutes, I'm going to change all of that for you.
People living longer, healthier lives. 60-year-old would have been thought to be an old person, but when you take into the account that people are living so much up that...
That's nothing.
Wes Scantlin got in trouble again. Apparently this happened at Milwaukee's Mitchell Court on charges of disorderly conduct. I haven't seen exactly what he did.
Wait a minute. Didn't he just
yesterday
get busted?
Morning, he got was a busted couple of weeks ago.
He was riding the carousel. So wait, where was this one?
Milwaukee.
What did he do in Milwaukee? Was he riding the conveyor again?
He said disorderly conduct from an incident. Now, his manager saying that he was released from police custody, so he got busted early Wednesday, was released yesterday, and continuing with our plans for the latest tour, he's by the sea in Wilmington, North Carolina on Thursday night.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
No kidding.
Yeah, January was the arrest at Denver. He's a mess.
Totally messed up again.
He's also like walking off stage after two songs.
Yeah, that was the other. There was a video. I think it was last week. A video of him.
Wait, like literally quitting the show after two songs and walking out.
It's pretty soon into the show. Yeah,
stage was video of it.
Well, why would I in North Carolina if he's on?
Watch the spectacle.
By the way, him ending after two songs is actually doing you a favor.
How much are the tickets?
They're not cheap.
No.
I bet they're not cheap. Concert tickets aren't cheap anymore.
He injured a fan after throwing the microphone.
Well,
that's not funny.
No, it's coming so unglued. Oh, my.
Three songs into the set.
Dear God. So he's collapsing.
Yeah.
Well, you could have said that a few years ago.
Okay, but now this was his big comeback.
A lot of second chances.
No, it was bad. And
right.
Then he got
a bike.
But then he got good, remember, reporting for duty.
Right.
And
no,
was,
that was pre him riding his bike around screaming
about when we saw him back in Richmond.
Yeah,
and
no,
he
no,
was
but that
very
was years ago.
I'm saying, yeah, no, he was,
in the last 3 years, got arrested for possession of a controlled substance. The 12
hearsay,
drunken in September 2012.
Had that coming.
Two warrants after being caught speeding in May 20. Allegedly attacked that May.
Hearsay.
Vandalism in July with a buzzsaw and a sledgehammer.
Trying to be funny.
And December 2013, we're missing a court date. And most recently, before the Milwaukee incident, baggage carousel.
Tickets still available for Ziggy.
How about it?
Yep.
Oh, I thought they would have been more than that. By the way, they're still at 25. About 20.
Starting to hear more about.
If he was playing free in your backyard,
I'd open the blinds.
Oh, you would open them.
I'd open the blinds.
I'd close them.
For the freak show.
Gonna
yeah,
do.
I may keep them open. Wes,
there's a bird feeder out the bed.
We're starting to hear more about the stars that are going to be showing up for the Correspondents' Dinner, which is happening in
Washington. Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I like her.
USA Today, putting out their guests, Pete Wentz from Naya Rivera. Also, Atlantic Media will be hosting Michelle Monaghan.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, she's going to be back.
I like her.
Huffington Post.
Hey, how expensive, remember that, when Michelle Monaghan came in, weren't they like $700-$800 shoes? $800 shoes. Mm. Unpriceless.
Huffington Post is apparently trying to go more toward viral superstars in that way, among them Sarah Koenig, the host of Serial, Fox, Get, and ABC Only People.
Oh, that's cool.
The New Yorker welcoming Larry Wilmore from Comedy
Central. Oh, that's cool.
Sports Caps dropping game one of this last night, 4-1. Marcus Johansson scoring the Caps' lone goal in the game. They'll play game two tomorrow night at the Verizon Center.
Man, was it sloppy. It didn't look good. After Johansson scored in this, they scored the last minute of the game. They didn't get many shots, but man, I tell you, the Islanders were all over them. There's a lot of sloppy play. Listen, it's one game. I don't go into any series thinking, well, here comes the sweep. It really was sloppy. So I'd like to see some adjustments get made and go into tomorrow night and come out of that thing feeling a little bit. Thing not having to do with the Cavs game, but all the first round started. And I don't know where you guys are going to side on it.
I happen to see what you're going to bring up. Not live. Talking about the slash call.
Yeah, Subban.
Yeah.
I didn't see it live either. I saw it's a penalty. A penalty. That's not a game misconduct.
It's the justification.
For the game misconduct?
Yeah.
The two-handed swing.
Oh, just.
But that's not a game misconduct. It's in the playoffs, and now the Senators are screaming that he should be suspended. He definitely slashed. I mean, and by the way, call it a major slash. I have no problem with that. But that's not a game misconduct. Come on, man. It's the first game of the playoffs.
Beat Ottawa 4-3. Other game over Nashville 4-3. That was double overtime.
Yeah, I saw the end of that.
And Calgary. Home. Calgary topping the Canucks. You get some game ones. Penguins, Tampa Bay against.
God, I'll never sleep. I will.
Against Detroit, St. Louis goes up against Minnesota, and then Anaheim will be hosting the Winnipeg.
Yeah. If you don't think I make it through two periods of the Anaheim-Winnipeg game tonight, you're crazy. Oh, my God.
National Bureau of Economic Research released yesterday to show that one in six goes bankrupt within 12 years of their retirement. Is that a higher number than we had known before?
Well, the thought was interesting. It's one in six, you said.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how long you play. Doesn't matter how much money you make. So look, guys who had lengthy careers and made an ass broke. One in six. They could have played a year. They could have played 3 years. They could have played 15 years. But any they make doesn't matter. So the money would be 10 years. And to look at guys who made God knows how much money. Dicks are busted. After a couple of years. I mean, that's nuts.
Nats avoided being swept by the Red Sox with a 10-5 win over Boston. Yes, back home tonight to kick off against the Phillies. Orioles last night by a score of 5.
Did get an A-bomb, though.
Wizards wrapping up the regular season with a loss. One
hit him with his back to A-Rod. I wish the ball had hit him in the back of the head.
The Wizards playoffs, that game one is Saturday. Jeff Gordon announcing he's going to drive a blue and white Penn State car at the June race, unveiling the car during a pep rally with the band and the cheerleaders yesterday. Also, Kyle Busch talked with him. He basically walked everybody to frame on video and said he knew the second he crashed that he had broken his leg, saying the wrong way. he said there is no timetable for his return and that it's going to be up to the doctors to make that decision. He is hopeful to be driving again by July in Daytona. But
he break his leg February.
There's no, yeah,
March,
no
April,
problem.
May, June, July, 5 months.
How badly it was.
Oh, it was horrible.
The July race in Daytona, but again, he said no promises. Michael Phelps, for the first time since his hopes to make the Olympic team and go in 2016, the fifth Olympic Games.
Now, I do want him to make the Olympic team.
So you can see him, like, crap the bed?
And then I want him to get embarrassed stage possible.
Okay. And sports.
XL102.
Are you having trouble getting to speak to the boss? Tired of not being treated professionally because you're in the best condition? Then, do you know who has the power to help find you the credit approval you need? Who else? The Adams is the credit boss at Colonial Honda. Keith has been making credit challenged customers for years. Your situation with the perfect solution. If you're ready for a new ride now, call to the credit boss now at 414-1950 and see what Keith can do for you. That's 414-1959. Let a real person solve a real problem for you. Call 804-4159 today. Adams, the credit boss at Colonial Honda in Chester. All financing on approved HFS credit. Honda Dream Garage sales event ends 5/10.
Now, back to Elliot and the XL 102.
Like it'll slow down my hurry, settle all my worries when I get it in my wallet. Quit dipping long enough to James that don't have a ring in the back left pocket. Laughing at admitting when I'm wrong. Good old boys, gonna go out working on.
It's Elliot in the morning. I need some first time winners, please. 866-2-Elliot. 865-46. First-time winners, you get yourself a pair of tickets to Dave Hughes in concert. 866-2-Elliot, 866-235-5468.
Elliot.
XL-102.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put it on the dash?
What?
Never mind.
Seriously? Rubber.
You're safe than sorry, man. You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also motor oil and filters? Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. Restrictions and details in store.
New flavor alert! Juicy Apes is the only place with an entire Juicy Ohms. We're talking mouth-gushing flavors like Oh Mother, Ohm Sweet, and E Pony. There's nothing like thing like Ohm. This flavor will always remind you of your childhood memories and make you feel right at your Ohm. Juicy Ohms at RVA Vape, the people's choice for vape products and accessories at RVA. 6100 West Broads, vapes.com, or call 922-3083. RVA Vape.
Together for new brioche French toast at IHOP.
This is why we come to IHOP.
Caramel apple. IHOP's new brioche French toast at a price you'll love.
The best French toast.
Everything you love about breakfast. Breakfast at participating restaurants.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls. Its super activated formula destroys sweat and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor. Stop
career in healthcare. Why wait? College is currently enrolling. Call 7511 or visit chestercareercollege.edu to learn how you can train for a rewarding career like tactical nurse or massage therapist, as well as a degree as a surgical technician or pharmacy technician. Day and evening classes. Financial aid available if qualified. Call 751-9191 or Chester EDU. Chester Career College on Virginia by Chef. By Chef.
Bag of grass seed will solve your no more. Cutting edge grass seed, your total lawn care solution to watering. Stop constant mowing. Cutting edge grass seed has the ability to grow to 48 inches. Deeper the root, the less you need to water the grass. Only genuine cutting edge grass features an exclusive mix of Kentucky bluegrass performing seeds to give you a lush, deep blue-green lawn that will be good with very little long-term tolerant, shade-tolerant, disease-resistant, all in one bag. No wonder cutting-edge grass seed is everywhere. Homeowners who want a cleaner, fuller lawn. So take the guesswork out of your next lawn seed purchase and take back your weekend with Cutting Edge. Get Cutting Edge Grass Home Depot or online or on at HomeDepot.com.
Burger King,
can I have a
I'm sorry, what's that word you're saying?
A sandwich?
Oh, you mean sandwich.
Yeah.
Sure, quick.
Get two Crew sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Friday is back at the Home Depot with once-a-year savings throughout the store to help you spring all out for less. Plus, daily special and gone tomorrow. Like 150-ounce Tide liquid laundry detergent. Thursday only, just $9.88. You won't beat that price. Let's do this. Black Friday prices now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last limit 4 per customer.
Area of 95 southbound on Tamari Street. Auto installed vehicle. No problem, 64 or 295. Chip and M-288 in the downtown expressway reporting light volume and no delays. Entrance or stalled vehicles listed on the side streets.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning, 102.
End up doing last night?
Put my Boston Bruins jerseys in storage. Meant to do it last week, but never got around.
Yeah. So you're a Bruins fan?
Yeah.
You just lost your general manager yesterday. Yesterday, Shirelli got fired.
Yeah, I was all over that yesterday, trying to figure out who they're going to get here.
I wasn't tracking who they think Boston will go out and hire. Although I did see a bunch of reports that they think Shirelli's going to end up at least in a conversation with Station, but they were talking about him, Toronto.
They need to talk to a neighbor about that the other day.
I want to live in your neighborhood. I don't feel like getting around trying to figure out who's going to be the next GM. Dude, I'm moving into your neighborhood. That is right up my alley. All right, so listen. You hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you. I will give you tickets to go see Dave Matthews in concert. Third out of Jiffy Lube. So you hold tight. You got hold tight 1 second for me. Well, you know what? It's one game. I'm not going to get down. At least we're still playing. I don't mean that in a crap. I mean that way. You already know you're not playing.
Family Cup on Constitution.
Amen, bro. From your mouth to God's ears. All right, hold tight 1 second. Hold on. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Dennis Chris.
Oh, hey. Very good. Very good. Ended up doing last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. All right, listen, one second for me. Kaylee's going to get some of you to go see, to go see Dave Matthews. Second for me, all right, dude?
All right, thanks for that.
You got it, bro. Hold on 1 second. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Just me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Hey, are you, sir?
Good, buddy.
Last night or no?
Actually goes back to actually the newscast that 1 in 6 on NFL players.
Oh yeah, 1 in 6 after I can't remember how many years
right.
actually it was.
I work for a meat company called Capital Meats, and I had sold Jamal Lewis, is formerly the Ravens.
Yeah, the running back from the Ravens.
Yeah, and he paid with food stamps.
Shut up! What? Did he really?
Stamps.
Didn't he go? Because he played a couple of years after Baltimore, like Cleveland for a while.
He made, I think it came out to like, with all his bonuses, it came out to like $1 million with the Ravens. And he paid the food stamps.
He banked $50 million. And then God knows what he made on tight on. And he bought meat with food stamps. Stamps.
Yes, sir.
What about him filing for bankruptcy in 2012?
Well, he sold his ring in February.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That, you know what? Now that you mention that, that's earlier.
Yeah.
God.
He was in the Super. He played in the Super Bowl against the Giants.
The only thing that you hope, I'm blowing $50 million.
I know, right?
You're that's all. Like, I hope that he can at least look back on that and go, man, I'm selling.
What I'm doing.
What? I've never had more fun. $50 million? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, anyway, let me switch gears and ask you. Diane was talking 60, what'd you say, 60? No, what's the new middle age of middle age?
It should become conventional wisdom now that it's 60.
How old are you?
38.
If you thought you were going to live a really, really long time, how old do you think that would be?
I would put me at...
So you don't think you see 100?
No.
What if I told you you could live to be 1,000?
I'm good. I'm good with 85.
They believe that there's a five now that will live to be 1,000 years old.
How is that even possible?
Yeah, they're talking all new. I'm telling you,
106 is the oldest person now.
Starting, you still have 800 and some years at that point.
Living that way.
The same way you're living right now.
Like these people who are speaking, they still have, you know, acuity. And
yeah, but though there's a who says that he's got this thing nailed, where every 30, your body rejuvenates 30 years. Now, don't confuse it. If you get this, you're going to get some and die from that. He's just talking about reversing the effects of old age.
So he could take
there are people
you from
who just die of old age.
He could take you 90, and if you're reasonably healthy, bring you back at what is really 90 to how you felt at 60.
Correct. So this gets rolling. And by the way, he says only 8 years.
What? Six to 8 years?
Yes, he says he needs 6 to 8 years to get all of this wrong. I'm not lying. I've got it right here. He's out of, he's doing it out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. He co-founded this company with some guy out of California. They're already testing it. Every 30 years, your body would rejuvenate. Man, there is somebody who will live to be 1,000 years old.
Is this him?
That's him.
He looks like an extra on Duck Dynasty. I automatically discount everything he says.
I'm not judging that book by the... You're going to live to be 1,000 years old. So imagine at 30, and that's what he says. Imagine at 30, I get you into this. By the way, it's not like it's only good for a few people.